3, 2.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. We're proud to present live music to the tri-state area. That's Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts.
Got a good reach.
Yeah, well, you know, it's weird because I was thinking, you know, someone in Oklahoma is probably broadcasting tri-state area, and I have no idea what's out there.
Right.
But I'm so proud to have John David Schrader here.
Thank you for having us.
With Sean North.
Thank you.
And who's the missing person?
That's Dave DeGraw. We're going out as a trio right now in support of the new CD.
Give me that great picture of the CD.
Because I forgot to bring the CD.
Yeah, come on.
If you picture my face in a square frame looking sideways with a cowboy hat, that's the new CD.
And what's it
Daylight
called?
Crashing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah, you get a very good review. I was very honored by that review.
Well, number one, I only review albums that I like,
mm-hmm.
and that's difficult because I get a lot of submissions, and sometimes I only want to say nice things mm-hmm. or positive
right.
things. So every month it's a struggle to come up with two, and now I think, I'm not sure, not only are my reviews going to be in More Sugar, they're going to also be in Connecticut Sound.
Okay.
Nice.
So they're both monthly magazines that you find in bars and restaurants
right, right.
that tell you what's going on in the club.
Sure, I remember Tom from More Sugar. I played with him a million times.
Yeah, he was telling me he was the original jam guy in
He could be.
New
like
York.
Getting them together? Yeah, could be.
Yeah, he said he made a fortune doing them.
Wow.
But now everybody does, you know, all the bars realize jams are the way to make money, so they have
yep.
jams Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's talk about you.
Okay.
So when you're not playing guitar, you work in a recording studio.
I have two
of them.
Well, you're right. I have my own studio, and I also work in another studio in Kingston. It's called Dark World Studios. I do some engineering and some session work. But in mine, I basically do all of my material. The first three CDs were completely done at my place, except for the drum tracks that I did in New Paltz. I also score music for television and film and that kind of thing. I do all that at my place as well, up in Kingston.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I love doing it. It's a different side when you're doing the original rock and pop and that's what we love doing. But then there's a kind of a different side of me that not many people know that, you know, like you can go to MySpace. If you look up just John David Schrader, you'll get to my the site that has all the instrumental and orchestral scores that I've done for film and television and a whole host of, you know, clients that I've worked for. So.
Is that lucrative?
No. It can be. You know, as anything in music can be lucrative if you can kind of rise to the top. So, you know, we're still swimming, we're still paddling. But this is something we love doing, and the three of us, Sean, myself, and Dave. The logo for the band is the three star. There's like the three kind of stars that we have, and people always ask what that means, and basically we've had people come and go, come and go, come and go in the bands, but it always comes down to the three of us, and we grew up together, and none of us have really had stellar upbringings. I've been through a lot, as well as these guys have, and I think my songs bleed all of our struggles, I think, and I think that's why the three of us work so well together, mm-hmm. is because of just kind of growing up together, and, you know, I guess, for lack of a better word, coming up the hard way. And it comes through in the music. I think people come up to us all the time and say, "Man, I really felt that," or, you know, so that tells us that we're doing our job.
Okay, I'm going to turn over around 20 minutes to you.
Okay.
Your space. Show us what you got.
Great. Okay. This first song, this is off the brand new CD. This is called Dangling, and we've all been there. This is basically a song about a relationship that ends, but it kind of ends on you. You're not really aware that it ended until you found out. You're just kind of left out there. So, yeah, this is called Dangling.
Out on a train.
Exactly.
Self-medicate.
Okay, this next one, this is, this one has a tendency to go pretty long live. But this is called Hey Nazareth.
Thank you.
call me.
That's a Nazare. All right.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Oh, we could have kept going. Okay, this is a song called "Ain't That Man." Basically, a song about growing up in a small town and trying to do something that everybody's not doing, and being put down for it. But sticking it out, ain't that man.
Oh,
Ain't that man.
Thank you much.
You got a short one?
You know what? We'll do a little fun, something fun. E.
Awesome job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
leave the mic here? Okay. All right. So now when you play as a trio at the clubs, you're explaining to me it's not all this acoustic thing.
Well, right now, because our drummer and our bass player moved, 3 years ago probably? And we were a full band at that point. So what we did at that point is we just went out with two acoustic guitars and a saxophone, and that was it. But we got a little tired of that, so we started bumping things up. I have an electronic kick pedal I bring with me. It gives a good thump to everything. And then recently we started bringing out a sampler with some loops in it, keyboards. So there's a lot going on. So when I tell people we're acoustic, they have this image that's usually wrong. You know, it's a big sound. It fills up a room, there's no question. People are always surprised just from the three of us.
Is it all original, or do you throw covers in?
I'd say we really concentrate on mainly the originals. I'd say, maybe 25% covers, maybe a little bit higher. We always throw covers in because I understand that people, when you're selling your CDs and stuff and people come out, they don't know your original stuff. You got to kind of get out there and keep doing it till the point where they know it. So what we'll do is you do three or four original songs and then you pepper in a couple of covers to kind of, get people up and they're paying attention for the next set of originals.
What covers do you do?
Oh, God, we've done
Dave Matthews,
Mellencamp, Petty, Springsteen. We do Foo Fighters. We at one point, we even attacked, we did...
Zeppelin.
We did Zeppelin. Oh, yeah. And it was... The three of us, people were like, oh my God. But it just got too much.
Yeah.
It was to get that song down and do all the arrangements and everything. It was crazy. So,
response to Daylight Crashing, how has that been?
Really, really good. I'm really, really happy with the reviews I've gotten. I think you were the first very positive review that I've gotten. And I've done a ton of radio shows, and we got another radio show coming up in July. That kind
cool.
of thing. So.
Well, I want to thank you for part one.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
And I can't wait to part two.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're out. There was no way Scott was going to become a